We are on Daf Peches Omed Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. The whole sugya is gewaldike shvere sugya. Amadir hano mechasonai, ramadir chasonai hano mimenu. A father-in-law made a neder that his son-in-law can't have a know from him. Vuvaitse lo seis lebitei moi. He wants to give his daughter some money. There's a tremendous problem because all the money his daughter acquires, since she's in the sewer already, so her husband gets a schus achilas peiros. So by giving to her, automatically the son-in-law is getting a schus achilas peiros, and he's mahana, the son-in-law. Oimalo, so he tells her, Arei amoi sa'ilu nesunim l'cho b'matone. I'm giving this to you b'matone. U'bilvad shelo yehe l'baylech l'shus b'hem. And your husband should not have any schusim in this matone. Elo ma sha'at noiseis p'noisenes b'fich. Now what you put into your mouth, and let us see that. Hanoider hanome chasonai vureitze loseis mois lebitoi. Hode toni mois. It seems the Mishnah ended up by food. Shad neiseis veneisenes pepir. So why did we start off with money? Mishum diyoiv lo mezainis. If his intent is he wants to give her mezainis, then it is not necessary to make these conditions. The schus achilas peiros that the baal has is only on certain nechosim. That what she receives from the zaynis, he has no schus whatsoever. That's why it says in Ein Bein Amuda Vizones Ishtoi, that a person, a madir, can give mezainis to the mudir's wife. And we don't say by giving to the mudir's wife, automatically the mudir will get a schus achilas peiros. Leitzrichu loimer ubevach lo yebalach leshus ben. This nusach that we have over here is not mentioned over there. Mishum the kiven de ihu zono, since he's giving her mezainis, the mokem bal, that means instead of the husband giving her mezainis, he's giving her mezainis. In mezainis, less lay le bal shum schus ba'isan mezainis. In mezainis, he doesn't have any schus. So this was given to her. This will be her mezainis. The bal is not giving mezainis. In mezainis, he has no schus. Shrei afilu, we find, nosan lo habal mezainis aktsuvim lo. If her husband gave her mezainis aktsuvim lo, the mezainis which she's entitled to, the tzimtzemo, and she did not use all the mezainis, she saved some over, vohisiro. So now, with the rest of the mezainis, she's not going to use it for mezainis. She'll use it for other purposes. Ein loy lebal ba'isay ma'isaklo. So there we see, it seems a bigger chiddush, that even though she's not using it for mezainis, but since it was given letzayrech mezainis, about the minute it was given letzayrech mezainis, the baal doesn't have any schus in this, in these mezainis, even though now it's hers, and she's using it for other purposes. So vada givis, if someone else gives her mezainis and she's using it for mezainis, so the baal zicha doesn't have a schus. The oma beperik misha oma hareini nozir, bidikomtso meisoso. There the Gemara says that he gave her food, and she was mekamitz. She did not use it all up, so he doesn't have a schus in that. Koshkein b'shezona acher, if someone else is giving her mezoinis, and she's using it for mezoinis, she'ein loy lebal shum schus b'oisan mezoinis aksuvim lo. So then there would not be any problem whatsoever. The Baal does not acquire a schus in her achilas mezoinis. That's why the Tana specified v'huroitze losis lebitay mois. He wants to give her money. She mitzuyin lohoitzi oison b'chafatzel, that she should be able to use it for what she wants. This is not the mezoinis. Her husband is giving her mezoinis, and he wants to give her some extra money. Now here's where the problem arises. B'chiyay gavne yesh loy lebal schus b'hem. Now, if she's getting extra money, so all the monies that she gets, he gets a schus achilas peiras in these monies. V'chadeisa b'peirak cheska sabatim. Domrin en hosom, that if she gets money, yilkach bem karka v'abaloichol peiras. So he has a schus achilas peiras in all the money she gets, she receives. So how do you give him pay this? So with this money, you purchase a karka, and he is a schus achilas peiras. Nimtza. So it comes out, ze nene mechomot. Now he's going to give her money, and automatically, whatever she gets, he gets a schus achilas peiras. So he's having hano from his father-in-law. Sheidira yano. So that's a problem. Lefichoch tzorech sheyoyim alo, arei hamois ha'ilu nesunim lecho b'matone, ubilvad shalei yebailech rishus b'hen, elamash avneisenes lepich. So we have here a whole Megillah and a whole Nusach. He's saying two things. Your husband should not have any rishus, any tzchusim in this money. Elamash ad neisenes lepich. Vidavke da omolo hani treilishni. So the Ran says, this will only work if he said both. Avol oma ein lebailach reshus ben bulchut. But if he just said ein lebailach reshus ben bulchut, loy mahani, it will not help. The masnisin ramei doma yad isha ki yad bailo ki the mukilo bigmor. He says, so ramei holds that who are you to say that he shouldn't be zoicha ein lebalach reshus ben? That means it's one unit, it's one reshus, and whatever belongs to her, he has a schus achilus peiras. You're no bailim to change this status. Chiteime. In came. So you can't change it. It's whatever is hers is his. It's ours. We have one checking account, one banking account, and that's it. Whatever is hers. He has a schus achilas peiras. You can't change facts of life. I don't want your husband to have it. I mean, that's your opinion, but you can't accomplish anything by saying you don't want. The minute it's hers, it's his. He has a schus on whatever is hers. V'chiteime imke, ki omolo nami ela matshat neisenes lepi, amai mahani. So if this is a true equation that whatever is hers, he has a schus in it, so what do we accomplish by saying machat noisenis lepich, what you put in your mouth, so what does that help the situation? Ainu taima mishum dekivin shein isha zoiche benachosim klal, atche tiken oisom lesoich pio. That means here there's more than saying, I don't want your husband to be zoiche. I'm saying I'm not giving it to you yet. You know when it's going to become yours, when it's in your mouth. And then it's yours. Till then, it's mine. And that's the Medrash HaZeinish says that the money he's giving her is his money, the father's money. When she's buying food for it, it's the father's food. So it's the vial, the husband could be looking at it, but it's nothing. This is not yours. Stay 10 feet away. This is the father-in-law's, nothing. When she puts it into her mouth, mashat neisis neisenis l'say pich, bump. Then when she starts, when it's in her mouth to eat, then it's her. And it would seem, on this mominess, he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris. He says, the whole schus achilas peiris is if she got a matona, $1,000, oh, Rebbetzin, this is our money, let me just tell you which broker to go to. We're going to invest this, we'll buy a cock, and I get all the payers. That's when it's a normal matone. But if the matone first originates when it's in her mouth, then it becomes hers. So it seems in such moment is, he doesn't have a schus achilas payers, and that is, she's eating it. So Memele, this is not a dover she'oise peiris and finish. It's oimed liki loyin. It's oimed to be eaten up. So on that he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris. So that is the kunst of saying lefize dafke ki yom alo mashad neisenes lepich avo yoma. Lo elo mashat miskasech yoytziboy, loy mahani bekoni yasein bal. But if he would say, that means dachsech mir, the Ran means that if it's hers for kiloyan purposes to eat it, so then, and that he doesn't have eschus achilas peiros. But if it's hers for any other purpose, so Mamela, whatever she has, he has a schus achilas peiros in it. So Mamela, that will not help the situation. If he was miyachid for achilas, that means the Mishnah is only giving us a mushel. It's hers for one purpose. And something that is mine for one purpose, you don't have a schus achilas peiros. That, the schus achilas peiros was given if something is mine l'chalutin. But if something is mine for one purpose, you don't get a schus achilas peiros in that. So memele, that's vikeman diyoma, duhu adin b'shiyichten lo la'izedovo, if it was given to her for one purpose. The loikon yasein bal, the bal doesn't have a kinyan. Since it's only hers for a specific purpose, he doesn't have a schus achilas peiros. Now, the lashon of the Ran, v'davke da omer lo hani trei lishni. You have to say both. Al menas shein lebaloch rishus boy. What would be if he'll only say the last lashon? That's the key. Doesn't help. It can't help the situation because the minute it's hers, it's her husband gets his chus. The ikavot is, I'm not giving it to you till it's in your mouth. So that's the vote. The Loshon of the Ran by Stois, Davket Omolo Ani Trei Lishni. That's the Loshon of the Ran. Seems you have to say both. And Simen Reish Chav Beis, the Prisha brings down, Tzorechiyin if he only said the last one. If he just said, Mashat Neiseis Veneisenes L'Soich Pich, it will be good. And the Taz and the Shach say, no, you have to say both L'Shainis. Fine. The Loshon HaRan would also seem like that. But Kan Shoyel HaBen, but what's Take L'Cheir the Prisha is in Svara, the Prisha is 100% right. This is the key factor that he doesn't get a Schus Achilas Peiros. So why do you need the first Hakdomen? I saw in Chazainish, I think this is what he means, I think that this understanding that Masha Toichli, Mashat Neseis Veneisenis Leseich Beseich Picho, without saying, Amanashe Labalach Reshuzbo, I think the Hazenish means to say, then there'd be a different understanding. That means without mentioning, I don't want the husband to get a schus. So then we say that like it's a condition, you have to start eating it, but then the husband will get a schus. That means, you have to specify, I'm giving it to you that the husband shouldn't get a schus. Without saying that, the words could mean something else. Because to me, I'm only giving to you if you'll eat it, but so she has to start eating it, but it could very well be that the husband will also get a schus. I think that's what the Chazenish means. Omara, loishonu, zokte gemora, omara, loishonu el do omalo, mashat neiseis veneisenes befich. Avol omar, mashe tirzi asi, whatever you want, you can do with it. That means he's not giving it for a specific purpose. No, he's saying whatever you want to do with it, do. Kona yasein ba. So, we'll see. Let's see the Ram. Loshonu da omalo mashab meisenes lepich. Kloima kalishna de masnisen. Da omalo talti. Again, the Ram says two things. Al menashen lebailach rishus bem. Elo mashab meisenes lepich should be yours. It becomes yours when you put it in your mouth. Then he's not going. Mishu, shemasha tirzi asi, whatever you want to do, you can do with it. That means this is another way of saying, I want you to use the money. So you can want from today to tomorrow. Amanashay Labach Rishus Bay also says, I don't want him to get any schusim in the money. But he can say what he wants and Lamaise, but it will not be like that. So Masha Tirzi Yasi is another way of saying, you could do whatever you want with the money, but the minute it's hers, the Baal comes in and clears his throat and says, Rebbetz, and you know what we do? I get a schus achilles payres. So I'm saying in different lashonis. I don't want your husband to use it. I want you to do whatever you want with it. Finish. So that's what you want. But it will not help halachically the situation. This is just stating his desire that the husband shouldn't be zeichen the peiris. But halachically, it will not help. That is what Rav said. Ushmul omar, Ushmul omar, afilo omar, mashetirzi, asi, loikona yasein ba. Shmul says, afilo who say that, it will help. Now, Ushmul ama, afilo ama mashe tirzi yasi, leikoni yasein ba. Zokterat, Shmul leipolig adarav, beteirushe de masnisen. Shmul is not chaylik an rav. The moide leivadai de masnisen, he's moide in the Mishnah yoma mashe tirzi yasi leimahan. The Mishnah says to say something else. Which is a kinyan that will be chal when it's l'seich pich, but masha tilsi asi will not help. Elo bedine hu de polig ole. You know, his shmul is chaylik an rav bedin, not pshat in the Mishnah. The rav muki mas nisim kerameya. The omar yad isha ki yad bailo. That it's one rishus, and the noisein cannot be mishaya in the matone, that it should belong only to you and not to your husband, because this is one rishus, and you can't split the rishus. That's what Rafa, that's what the mission is going according to Ramei. Doma Yadisha Kiyad Baila. Vesova lo kevose. In Rav holds like the Mishnah. Mishim hochi posik va'oma. Now this is what Oma Rav leishonu. This is a psak of Rav. Not we're saying pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is zicha that's pshat in the Mishnah. But this is a psak of Rav. The posik. Va'oma. The Oma lo mashatirzi asi. If he won't say this loshen, and they'll just say, I'm giving it to you with a shear, that your husband should not have a right to be zeichen this. You can do whatever you want. Kone yasein bal. Ushmul vadai moidele. Shmul is also moide terav, the masnisen hochiktoni. There's no shaila, there's no machliks in rav and shmul vapshan the mishnei. Ela de polik alei bedine. No, Shmuel is chaylik an rav bedine. Mishum de svir alei de hilches eke rabonim. The loch is like the rabon. De lo yemrinin yad isho ki yad bailo. Hilkach di omalo ma shetir tziyasi inami al menashen lebach rishus ben buchu de chiyadodinino. One of these two lishaynis mahani. That means if you don't say Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila, it's not one Rishus. So then it seems a person could be Mishaya in his Matone. That means I can give it. That means even though there is a halacha that the Baal has Ketzas Chus Achilles Peiris from what his wife possesses, but that is if she possesses it Stam. But if it was given with a tnai, with a condition, with a shiur, that your husband should not get a schus, that was the condition it was given on, so then he doesn't get a schus. He doesn't get a schus. Yad isha ki yad baila means there's no such thing. It's one rishus. That was the takonas chazal. It seems the shaila is, how strong was the takonas chazal of Achilles Peiris? That they gave to the husband, is it considered like one rishus and you can't split the rishus? Or it's sadin that he gets a schus and hers, but a condition of the noisin can prevent the baal from getting that schus. So we hear where amachloikis lahaloche rav ishmul, if a condition can prevent the baal from getting that schus, because this is the Noisin is giving it on this condition. Maskiv lo Rabbi Zeire, so Rabbi Zeire es takashe, keman ozlo hoshmaite de Rab. Now, who is Rab going? Now, what Rab says, this halacha, ke Rab Meir, so Rab is pasnu like Rab Meir, do miyadisha ki yad bayit. Ireminu aleshi wakash. Keitzad mishtatfin b'movit. How are we mishtatif b'movit? Now, a movit, we have to picture is like a dead-end street. And there's three mechitzas surrounding the street. And on the sides of the street, there were Botim and Chatzeres, and in each Chotzer used to take out from their Chotzer to the Movi, from the Movi to the Chotzer. So without making Shittuf, without being Mishtatef, all the Chatzeres in the Movi, one is not permitted to take out from the Movi, which seems as a Rishus of many chatzeres into a private chatzer. So there's a din of shittuf mevois. We mishatef the all the chatzeres in the movi. Meiniach es hachovis. So he takes hachovis. Vo'ima hareze l'chol b'nei movi. And he's mezakit to all the b'nei movi. That means that the bailam cannot be zeicher himself and hilchas chiyah. A Bailam cannot take his own thing and be zeichet because he has to be made from your issues. ומזכה להן הידי עבדוי ושבחוסי היברים, הידי בנוי וביטוי הגדולים, בידי אישתוי. ואמרת קונה יסוין בילו, if you'll say, רב, if you'll say, that, that by saying on Manas, שאין לבלך רשוס בוי, does not help, whatever she gets, automatically he has a schus in it, Erev leinofik mershusei de Baal. So then when the Baal put the Erev, this the shittuf, this chavis, he told her to be zeichet, it did not go out mershus a Baal by giving it to Ishtar. Now, let us see the Ran, and then we'll try a little bit to elaborate. Kiman ozlo haishmaita de Rav kerameya. That what Rav said, that the halacha is that it will only help if he said, mashat noiseis noisenis loiseich pir. This is going according to Rameya. The omaba peirikama dikdushin gabe eve knani diad evet ki yad rabbi domi. Puha adin liyad isha dava yodo kiyad bailo. That means, Hastis, we don't have a member of Rameya by Isha, we have a member of Rameya by Evet, Yad Evet kiyad Raboy. And in that din of Yad Evet kiyad Raboy, Rameya holds that a Menashe in Larabach Lashusbay will not help. And Rav is saying that hu adin in the Schus Achilles Peres, and a husband has, in Benichse Yishtoi, also Menash She'en, Lebailoch Lishus, but also won't help. So Rav is going according to Rameya. Now, the Keranoira asks, and I think others also ask, this is a Mishneh. Keitzad Mishtatvim B'movi is a Mishneh. You can be Mishtatev through your wife. Here we also have a Mishneh. Here it says that she has a schus, that the only way a mother can give to his daughter, amanash, by saying, el mashat noiseis noisenes b'chich. So between you and me, there's a Mishneh Rameyer, and so there's a stir of these two Mishnayos. That means if we say that Yad Isha ki Yad Bailos, then she can be Zeicher the Shitta for the best. That is the Kasha. So this Loshen Keman Ozlo Hoshmaited Maskif Lo Rabzeire Stakasha Keman Ozlo Hoshmaited Rab Kerameya Vam Yad Isha ki Yad Bailos Veraminu. So Meim Lechere he says, Rav understood our Mishnah is going according to Rameya. Now, for all practical purposes, the Ran said, Shmuel also learned the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. And if we want a Mekor that Yad Isha ki Yad Baila, that's our Mishnah. That means there's no way to say a different Pshat in our Mishnah. That's how Kabbalah and the Ran learned Pshat. There's only a Shiloh, we paskin like the Mishnah. We don't paskin like the Mishnah. So Lachaire, I mean, it's a stira, these two Mishnayas. The two Mishnayas are say, so there's that. Why is the kasha dafke manozlo shmaita the rab kerameya? That the rab is still it mishnayis. Keitzad mishtatvim b'movi. Movi shechatzeira is psuches l'soichoi. The chatzeira is a pasuach into this movi. Chol achas v'achas oiseres each chotzer asos lohitzi kelim sheshopsu b'movei derech hachotzer. It seems because since each chotzer uses the movi, so the movi and each chotzer is a besondere rishus, so the movi becomes a rishus shel rabim, and to take it into chotzer, so I'm taking from a rishus shel rabim into a rishus shel yochid. And she start for kol achatzeres b'movi. Miniach es achovi shel yain, she akel mishutof in boy, all them are mishutof in the yain, they she amovi rishus echad lekulam. So they're all one big rishus, they all have one common bailus, and then you can take him from the movi to the chatzeres. Areze lechol b'nei amovi, she'ilam chelek, Uschus bi'oisei chofis. Ho'ivrim sheyesh lahem ya. That means we'll see later that you cannot be mezake through an Eved Knani, because an Eved Knani is ein lo yad. Ein lo yad. That's mamish yad Eved ki yad raboy. But an Eved Ivri has a bazundere yad. Just like to mention, there's a problem over here, which the Gemara in Gittin and Tosfos in Gittin speaks about. Shivchosei ha'ivrim is speaking about an Omo Ivriya. Now, an Omo Ivriya can only be a Ktano, because the minute she becomes a Nairo, so she goes out L'cheres. Then it says, Vaydei b'noi u'bit. So the Gemara asks this kash in Gittin, how can he be mezake to Shivchosei ha'ivrim as a Ktane? So the Gemara says, since the sheet of my voice is at the Rabbonah, we can be mezaka to Waktana also. So then Tosfos Muchetzich, so why by B'noi Yubito, in there it says Hagdoyla. So that's, Tosfos speaks about it. That's Pshat in the Tana, the same Pshat in this Mishnah. The Amrit Kono Yasim Bailo, Erev loinofik mirshusei. The kivin den yad leisho beloi bailo. Adayim achovis mirshusei. Loizocho bo bnei hamovi. And the bnei hamovi were not zoich. Now, we have to understand, let us try to understand pshat, or before we try to understand pshat, let us first understand why it's difficult to understand the pshat. Then we'll try to explain what pshat is. L'chere kan shayel aben. What is the problem of the Gemara? That means all we said, all Rav Meir had said, is that it is impossible for a woman to possess something that the husband doesn't get a schus in that. Fine. That's wonderful. That is it. He gets a schus achilus peiros, whatever she possesses. Now, here we are talking about another case completely. We're talking about he's giving to her to be zeicher for someone else. She's not zeicher herself. She's zeicher for someone else. So why can't she be zeiche? Bishloima by Eved Knani, there's a dini gufoi konui. So there we could say, there we understand much better why one cannot be zeiche to an Eved Knani. But here, that's not the case. The case is, if someone gives her something, he gets a schus. But what's the problem over here? He wants, no one's giving her anything. She should be zeiche for the Bnei Amovi. So let me just read the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish explains what the problem is. We have to appreciate the problem. Chazon Ish says, V'din mizake al yedei ishtoi, toli bedovoze, yesh lo yad liskois la'atzmo, if she is a yad to be zeicha for herself, anything. Oz mezake l'chol dovo is oz mezake al yodo. She is a yata bizeche. The yesh kan maise kinyin. This is called a maise kinyin. Kimin she ein yodo ki yodo imamish. That means it's that her schiyas, what she is zeche, does not mean that he has to be zeche. She has a schus bifnei atzmoi. Aber, iloizochso linafsho lechol dovo. But if she is not capable to be zeche anything for herself, ein mizakin al yoda, that means all momentness that is given to her, atabosi, he's around, the husband is around. Whatever money she has, he's there to get his chusim. Ein mizakin al yoda. So then we're not mezaka al yodo. The yodo ki yodoi v'loi niker kan kinyin. So we don't see a maise kinyin. That means a yad. That all the schiyas of the yad goes into his pocket. So such a yad is not bekoyach to make a maise kinyin. That's not called I'm taking it out of my rishus. That means every maise kinyan is pshat. I'm taking it out of my rishus and putting it into someone else's rishus. She says, that's the hitzom rishus bailam. But if the schiyas of her yad is miyuchet to him, so that's not called a maise kinyan. Then in another place he says, perhaps a different lotion, Ein mezake al yodo lachech. The havikitofis adayin hu atzmei b'hai chavis. It's just like he's holding on to the chavis. That means when he puts it into her hand, why? Shebiyodo. Shema shehitoi feses, whatever she's holding, Choshiv kitayfeses bishvil baila. Whatever she holds for herself, is the baal gets a schus in it. Sheyodo shayich loy lechol schus. So memele. So this is not a yad of kinyan. So that's the gemara's kasha. So how does it help? Enter the Gemara, Omar Rove, Afal Gav, the Omar Rabbi Meir, Yad Isha, Ki Yad Bailo, Maide Rab Meir, in Yenshitov, Te Kivin, the Lischa, Islacheremu, Mi Yad Bailo, Zachi. So Rove says, that it's no stira, Yad Isha, Ki Yad Bailo, is take. That's like true. But here it's to be zeiche l'acherim miyad by lezochye. Here we zeiche for someone else. Let us see the Ram. Meider ha-meil in yeshitov the kiven de liskais l'acherim hu kiven de nofik miyad by lezochye. The Nehei, the Omer Rab Meir, Ben Kinyin Le'isha B'loi Bailo, that all the schusim that an Isha has, the Baal automatically gets a schus and those in what she possesses. Hani Mili Heichi Diyoi V'lo Acha Matone. If someone is going to give her a matone, so then the halacha is that whatever she possesses, which she derives from someone, the baal gets a schut. Avu moidu the baal shenosan matona leishtoi. But what is if a baal will give a matona leishtoi? Ve'ein a baal leichel peiritz. Then the baal shenosan matona leishtoi konso, then she's kainit. Ve'ein ha-ba'al oichel peiris, k'demrin ha-perik cheska sabat. So now we are differentiating that the Yodo Kiyad Bailo is by articles that she gets from others. In these articles, the Baal gets a schus in these articles. But that means she's mekabel from others. She gets it from others, so then he gets a schus in what she is eicha from others. But if he'll give her a matone, if she's the recipient of a matone from him, so then he doesn't have a schus in this. He doesn't have a schus achilus peiris in the matone he gives her. Given the Baal Mikol Mokin, Hokomapik Lei Mershusei. Here the Baal is giving it away. Even though he's not giving it to her, Elo Liskois Es Acherim, he's giving it. So we have to understand what was Rav's Teretz. And he says, Rav's Teretz was only when she's a recipient from someone else, then he is a schus in whatever she receives, and that's Yavisha Kiyad Baila. But just like when he gives to her, when he's the giver and she's the taker, so then he doesn't have any schus in what she's receiving. That's a davar muskim. So hu adin. So she does have a yad liskois from him. So Rav said, not only from him for her, but if it's from him for someone else, so she also has, as long as it's from him, she is a Yad Liskeis already. So Mamela, she can be Zeicha for others also. She can be Zeicha for others, as long so Rameya does not disagree with this. So she can be zeiche, if she's a recipient from him, she's a baschiye, without him having a schus, so memela, having a recipient from him for others, she's also a baschiye. That was Rav's Teretz. Eisvei Ravina l'Rabashi. So Ravina asked Akash l'Rabashi, Eilu shezochin lahem. We learned another Mishnah. You can be Mizake, Ayyadei Bnoye Bite Yagdoilim, Va'avdei Vishivchose Yehivrim. You can be Mizake through them. Ve'elu She'ein Zochin Lohem, Ayyadei Bnoye Bite Yagdanim, Va'avdei Vishivchose Yagdanim, Ve'ishtoi. And here it says that you cannot be Mizake through Ishtoi. So we see Klo, not Yisvah is wrong. That as long in all Zachias, she's a lav baschia for herself, because whatever is given to her, he has a schus. So when it comes to be zeichem to someone else, she does not have a teiris yad liknois. You don't know, if he gives her matonah, that's a mezudra zach, if he's giving her. But for all other purposes, if he's not giving her, and her yad is miyuchid, that whatever she possesses, he has a schus, this is not a yad of kinyan. And by the Chazanish pictured it, that's considered like he's holding on to what is in her hand. Let us see that out. Eisvei Ravina l'Rabashi. Lav la subi le rove kosi, not a kashan rove, the beloi rove nami koshi mesniose adodi. I mean, this is a stira. Here it says yo ishtai, it says not ishtai, that's a problem. But so it's not a kasha only on rove. And it's, there's a stira. El le mitri peruke de rove osi, le mirmi, mesniose adodi. But I'm proving to you that you're saying above a poshet, that if she's a recipient from him, she has a teiris yad liskois, bein la'atzmo, bein la'acherim. I got news for you, you can't say that. Because we have an oath in the Mishnah that she can be zoicha la'acherim. B'noi yubiti aktanim, she'en lahem yad, ba'avdim shimchose aknanim, v'ishtinami yodon ki yodoi. V'amai v'amarov d'vleicha d'mezaka ba'al la'acherim, al yodo yesh lo yad, Elo Omar Avashi Masnisen Bishiyesh Lo Chotzo Boisei Mova Yaskinen De Migu De Zachye Le Navshe Zachye Le Achine. So now Ravashi is saying Fakel. Ravashi is saying normally, according to Rameya, Aisha is a Lav Bas Tzchiye. Because Yad Isha Ki Yad Bailo. And that's pshat in the second Mishnah. That what it says, that she could be Zoicha, it could be Mizaki De Ishta, is speaking about a specific case with a specific lomdis, that she possesses a chotzer in that movi, she's a bailam of a chotzer in that movi, and there's a lomdis of Miga de Zochia le Nafshe, Zochia Nami le Chavro. Zochi Lachine. Now let us see the Ram. Hello, Maravashi. Kiktoni mizaklan di ishoi, ishtoi, davke bishiyesh lo achotza bo isa movi. Now how can she possess achotza in the movi? Kigoin shenoflo lo bi yerusha bo oidi yerusha. That she yashin this achotza when she was in Arusha, and then he doesn't have a schus achilles peiris. I don't have any schusim in your nechosim. And then it helps if he wrote when she was an arusa that he shouldn't acquire a schus achilas peiris. So mas na'odom anachle shabol le'lachem ikan that he won't get a schus achilas peiris. Peiris peiris peiris. The migi the zachya le nafsho lahate chatzeiro. The bebal shenosan maton alishte afilu rameya moide the eshlo yad achstiv nalel. Zachya nami lachine lachol bnei amod. Now the Gemara says here migu. The Gemara says migu the zachya le nafsho zachya nami lachavo. Now let me explain. The difficulties in the Teretz, so then we should appreciate any explanation we have to understand the Teretz. That means like this. We came to a conclusion. We have here a Movoi, well, let's say there are 10 Chetzeres, be Megashim Dinyan, there are 10 Chetzeres in this Movoi. One chatzah husband owns, one chatzah she owns, and there's other 8 chatzahs that have to be zeichet. Now, and the problem is that since her yad is not capable, that means all the schiyas that she is zeichet in this yad, her husband gets a schus and all these chiyas, a schus achilas peiris. So this is not considered a yad liskois la'atzmo, all schiyas. It's a yad that is liskois la'baylo also. So that's not a ma'isekinyan. So putting into such a yad is not considered a ma'isekinyan. It's considered the way the Chazon Ish is like, he's still holding on to the chobis. You're putting into a yad that all the schiyas of this yad go to you. That's what the Gemara's kasha. That's what it says over here. So what is pshat? So the Gemara says a teretz, but it's speaking about that she has a chotzer also. Fine. Now, legabi her chotzer, for him to be makna to her wine, that she should have a chelik in the shittu, That's not difficult to understand at all. It means, we said, a matone, it could be mezaketo, and he gives her a matone, he does the mezuzah, he lives payas. So, but the problem is, what happened with the other eight chatzeres? With the other eight chatzeres, but she is not capable to be zoiche, there's a chason in the Maise Kinyan for the other eight chatzeres. That's the problem over here. That is the problem. So the Gemara says, Migu de Zachia le Nafshe, but for help she zeche, Zachi nami lachin. So how does this Migu work? We have to understand the mechanics of this Migu. So the Chazeni says as follows. The Chazeni says, if it is a yad, that the mahus from the yad is to be zeiche for the husband, so that's not considered a maise kinyan. Blain ein mezaken al yoda de yoda ki yodai, blain nikir kan kinyan. There's no kinyan over here. This is a, he's putting from his right hand into his left hand. There's no kinyan. Ad she tiski gam la atzmo. But if she gets a schietake in this chobis for herself, the kinyona nika, and now there is a, now it's not a spielichel anymore. This is take, there was a transferal of bailis on this chobis. That means kozman. It's only for others. So we don't see a transferal of bailis over here. He's putting from his right hand into his left hand. So there's nothing. But the minute she's being zeiche, there is a transferal of bailus, legabi her, so it is nikir amaise kinyan, legabi her chayli, so then it's considered amaise kinyan, legabi the others also. There's a svara of migu. Migu, it's considered amaise kinyan for her, it helps for others also. I thought perhaps we could say a little differently. I thought that the Ran says here about the migu de zochi le napsha la hater chatzero. The Ran says here two words. La hater chatzero. It helps la hater chatzero. Now the Ran already is talking frumerei. That means we have over here, let us just understand, we have here a choshen mishpatike problem. Her yad is not roi to be zeiche from others because a choshen mishpat, her yad is oimed liskais labailo. So we're learning choshen mishpat now. L'chayre, according to the Chazenish, the Gemara answered also choshen mishpat. Migo de zochi lenavshe, but now this is a yad lekinyan atma, so there's a teiris yad lekinyan achayim. Weiter Choshe Mishpa, but that's good. We're talking about Choshe Mishpa, but that's very good. The Ram, through and through words, the Migu de Zochi Lenamshe, La Hater Chatero. He starts talking about Erechaim over here, the Ram. It helps, it's Mata Hochad Chotzer, or be Mata other Chateros. Could be the Ram help perhaps in Choshe Mishpa, but it doesn't work. In Choshe Mishpa, this Migu, as we started off, it's a difficult migu to understand. For herself, she can be kinder, but when it comes to others, we're back in the same choshe mishpat. But we find something very interesting. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, migu david doifin linyin Shabbos haved doifin linyin Sukkah. And there we're talking about Issa Beheta. That means we have a mechitza that in Hilchis Sukkah, it doesn't have a teres mechitza. It's certain halachas in Hilchis Sukkah. In Hilchis Shabbos, it's a good machitze. So the Gemara says, the Shabbos of Sukkot, Migu davidoifin leinyin Shabbos havidoifin leinyin Sukkot. That means if it could be matter, give a teiris reshus leinyin Shabbos, so that's a migu. So if it's good enough for Shabbos, it's good enough for those. So could be, that is pshat, what the Ran is saying over here. Could be the Ran is saying that Migu, the Migu doesn't work in Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat would have a Migu. But Lemaise, her Schia will help to be Mater Hochotzer. So Migu, it helps to be Mater Hochotzer, so it's Mater Nechotzer also. That means a Heter Tiltul will come out. The Migu is in a Chayim, not in Choshen Mishpat. Perhaps that is what the Ran is saying. Now, we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Do we paskin like Rameya? Do we paskin like the Chachamim? So we have here a moedlike machlekes apoiskin. Linyan aloche. Posik hanogid Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi b'shem Rav Amram Goinzal. The aloche kishmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. The Aval Gav the Bluktayu Hoche Le'inyan Yisurim. That means we have here guidelines. In Psat we have guidelines. Rav Shmuel is L'gabi Yisrael, we paskin like Rav. L'gabi Momen, we paskin like Shmuel. So L'chayre, here the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is in Yisod a Momenistic Machloikis. Is Yad Isha ki Yad Vailo. And then Amanashin Labayl the Shusbay will not help, or is Yad Isha Lav Ki Yad Baylo, and then Amanashin Labayl the Shusbay will help. So this is a Shaila in Hilchus moment, not in Hilchus Isa. The Ava Gav the Plutayu Hocha Le'inyin Isura. She says, even though the Shaila is in Hilchus Nedorim, V'kayim Alon Kerav Isura Filohocha, but even the Iko Plutayu Bedine Talia, that's it's Negeya Yisurim, but the Yisayda Machloikis is not on the Dorim de Kishayla. The Yisayda Machloikis is a Chayshe Mishpat de Kishayla. Yemrine Yadisha Kiyad Baylo Oiloi. So Memele, if the Yisayda Machloikis is a Machloikis in Din, is Naktin in Kishmul, the Ilchis of Kivase Bidin. We paskin like Shmul. Number one.
Another
reason we should pass like Shmuel, because halachi kerab. Says, if you look in Shas, you'll see that Chazal assumed like Shmuel, kedemrine bepeg mishaoma hareini nozer, gabi hifrisha behemto. There it says that a woman was matrish a behemah for her korbanis naziris. Imishalois a behemah, the makshin, and it says it was her behemah, the makshin, what said it was her behemah. Masha konsa isha kona baila. How does she have money to be matrisha behemah? Mishani tutarutzim. Tarets number one, ken she komsa mi isoso. That he had given her food and she was mekamet. She did not use the whole food. So the rest of the money is hers. So this was her money, so she bought a kolm. Vinami da akne lo acha. Someone else gave her money al menashe la baal rishus ben. So it seems for that is enough. As long as it was given Amanashi Labal Rishuspen, that's enough. So that's like Shmuel. That you don't say Adisha Kiyad Baila. Beperik Ben Seira or Moira Nam Emrinin, Eine Chayiv. A Ben Seira Moira is not Chayiv. Ache Yoichel Mishel Oviv U Mishel Ima. He has to steal from his father and from his mother. Since how does his mother have money? Masha konsisha kona baylo. Mishani ke goin da akni lo acha amenash ein la baylo rishus ben. Again, the Gemara, not sufficient. No, so it seems this helps. So memele, we see me from divrei chazal, from the pashtus halsugyes, that the Gemara held, this is in the Kimta according to Shmuel. So you have a stam Gemara like Shmuel. וכן פוסק הרב רבינו בוישה בר נחמן זל. לפי זה, כי אמר לא, תנא לתקור את המשנה, מנשה לבי לחישוס בן בלכות מהה. אבל רבינו תם והרי וצל פוסקו כרב, תי פסקן לקרב, בשם דבקטאיו הוכי גבי נדורים דיסורנינו, וקיימו לון דהילכס כרב באיסורי. Since the Gemara brought down the Shaila, the Gabi Yisurim, so we paskin by Rabbi Yisurim. Lefiza Leimani, Al Kyomul Amnash El Bacha Shuzbem, Al Mashat Neisenis Pipich. Period. Now, we have to understand, we have a very interesting machlekes between machlekes and Rishainim. The first Rishainim said that the Gemara brought it down, Lagabi Yisurim, but the Yisod HaShaila is a Moministic HaShaila, and by Momin, we paskin like Shmuel. The Rabbeinu Tam says, but since the Gemara brought it down, Lagabi Yisurim, we paskin like that. What is the machlekes between these two? And L'chayre Misvore, the first Bahaluch is right. The Gemara, well, yeah, talking about Nidorim, so it's talking about that, about Kaponim. I don't know, perhaps it's Nitnan Lehi Omer. What is Pshat that by Yisurim we paskin like Rav, and by Momen we paskin like Shmuel? What is Pshat this? So, Dachsachmer we can learn two ways. And perhaps that's the machlekes of these two Lishayis. Perhaps one way we could learn, there's a Mekzoya of Issa, there's a Mekzoya of Momen, and in these Mekzoyas, Shmuel was greater in the Mekzoya of Momen, Shmuel's Tchunis, Shmuel's Kishren, in Momen, he was very good, he was better than Rav in Momenistic in Yonim. Reitze Sheyachkim Yasik B'din Momenis. Din Momenis is a whole, it's a different Oifen HaLimut, the Din Momenis, and in Momen, Shmuel understood better than Rav. In Hilchis Yisurim, that Rav understood better than Shmuel. But each one had this Milas, different Oifani Halimo, different, and each one had the one Milas, and he had this Mile of him, and this, and he was, if that is Pshat, so that's Sechmir, so then the first Mahalach is Gerecht. I mean, so, the Gemara is speaking about Yisurim, but This Shaila is not an Isadika Shaila, this is a Poil Yoytse from the Shaila, the Yisoda Shaila's moment. And if we pass them, it's a moment, it's a melon, well, by Yisurim, there'll be an Afkamina. But the Shaila is a moment, it's the Shaila. And so therefore, we should take a Paschal like Shmuel. The second Mahalach that said, Rav and Shmuel, by Yisur we Paschal like Rav, and by Momo we Paschal like Shmuel, not because there is such a Yisod that Rav was bigger than Shmuel and Issa and Shmuel is bigger than Rav and Mama. No, there's no such thing. No, Pshat is like this. If we have a Messiah, such a thing, that means Chazal knew all the machloikasin of Rav and Shmuel. And let us say there's X machloikasin between Rav and Shmuel and Issa. And there's why machloikas in l'nyalav and Shmuel gabi moment. Now, Chazal have all the machloikas in front of them. And Chazal paskin and all Issa the Kishailas, we paskin like Rav. In all moment the Kishailas, we paskin like Shmuel. But this is achra of Chazal, that Chazal studied each case bazunder in Chazal paskin. Maybe we'll call coincidental, but Chazal paskin and all Isidik Yishailas, La Locha we paskin like Rav, and all Momen the Kishailas we paskin like Shmuel. If that is Pshatan the Hachro, so then the Rabbeinu Tam is Gerech. So the Rabbeinu Tam, if so, Chazal brought down this Machloikis to us in Hilchis Yisurim. So we have these guidelines in Hilchis Yisurim, whenever there's a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. Could be that's Pshat in the Machlekes. Varambam Zal Mitzo Es HaDerech. Now, the Rambam here is a bit, a new mahalach. Sheposa kishmul. He passed in like Shmuel. Ela shekosa v'lishmul nami tarti bin. That means, till now, we were under the impression that this loshen of Shmuel said loshen v'lo oma mashe tirtzi asi, Lekone Yasein Baal. So we learned Mashatir Tziyasi is another way of saying Amanashe Labachush. Whatever you want to do with it, you should do. So this was another way of saying Amanashe Labachush. I don't want your husband to have any schus in it. So Memele in the Ranatake said, so according to Shmuel, he passed the Chachomim, and Amanashe Labachush, but he helps. Mashatir Tziyasi also helps. That means there's no mile of one over the other. It means I don't want that your husband should get a schus. The Rambam paskens, you have to say both lashonos. That's how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam is al mitzvah saderech sheposa kishmu or shekosa v'lishmu nami talti binen amanashin labayl chishus bem umashatir tziyasi shehu zal meforesh. The Rabbi Shmuel Bobligi. The Machloikis is in the Mishneh. The Rab Sova, the Haide Noket Masnisen, Sha'at Naisenes Lepich, Davke Hu. Davke, if he said such a Losh. That means you say, Amanashe Labach Lishuzboi, Amanashe Labach Lishuzboi, and Ma'ashat Naisenes Lepich. But to say another loshen will not help. The yomam nami mashatir tziyasi is kone yasein bal, then the bal will be kone. That is not a proper loshen. Ushmuel sovar and Shmuel hold the lav davke. You don't have to say davke this loshen. To adin mashatir tziyasi. If you say mashatir tziyasi, it's also good. Umiyu lekule alme trei lishni bine, but you have to say two lishanges. Not either one is good. Vehikshu olav, so the Mefoshim ask on the Rambam, vehi mai moise v'mai domo lo suma shetil tziyasi. What is he saying? Whatever you want, you could do with it. Ha'ein e'elika imam anashe l'baylech l'shusben. He's repeating himself. I don't want your husband to have any schus in it. Whatever you want to do, you should do. So what's pshat? Nearly the haino time is akteran. You know what pshat the Rambam is. Bishum dechiyom alo mashe tirtzi yasi. Whatever you want, you should do. Lidido nami lo yoiv lo legamri. He didn't give it to her. The name of La Alta Zocha Behen Baal, that means if he gave it to her, he's just telling her, you know, do whatever you want with it, but he's giving it to her now. So then the Tzicha won't help, because then you'll say, Ma Shekon Tzisha Kon Abaylo. Yeah. El Arei Koimu Lo Lo Yehei Shaloch. It's not yours yet. You know when it'll become yours, Allah Oisai Dover Shatilsilasis Bembacho Shovisho. So that means he's giving it to her whenever you want to do something with it, it's yours for that. That means you want to use this for a purpose, it's for this minute yours. Then it's not yours anymore. It's only yours for usage that you want to use with it when you use it. Virale Lishmur the Chihechi the Miyachid Ledover Echad Miyuchid Man. So Shmuel held a Moiridike Svore. Shmuel held a Svore. That just like, and we had Lemaise, the Ran brought down, and perhaps the Rambam also learned like this, that if he gave it to her for Levisha, Shat miskase, it's yours for kisui. So the Ran brought down the lotion that will help. He brought down the lotion, doesn't have to use only for kiloyim. If it's yours for kisui, this is also good. So memele, if I'm not so, it's not only yours for kisui, it's yours for whatever shimush you want to do with it. But it's also only for miyuchedi kishimushim, it's not yours legamri. It's only yours for shimushim. It's mahani nami. Even the miyachid loise dovish atil talasis behem kosho visho. I'm also giving it to you for a specific purpose. I'm not giving it to you lechalutim. So Memeles or Shmuel said, so we're going according to our Mishnah. Well, no, not Shmuel Paskins like the Chachomim. Shmuel Paskins like our Mishnah, and our Mishnah that chapt on our Moshe, Noiseis, Noisenis, Lesoich Pich, that's not the only Yichud. Any Yichud will be good. Shein Kinyin Chal Ela Bo'isa Shoshatil Tzalasis Memezedovo Lo'oisei Dovo Bilchut, only for this thing. It's yours. What is it? But it's a more broader bailus he's giving her. Whatever you want, loisei dovo. So we have to understand Take. So what's the machlokes now, Rav and Shmuel? What is the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel? L'chayra now Shmuel is also miyachid. So perhaps we can say few mahalkim. Bachsachmer. The Chassam Sefer wants to say that we're getting into the problem over here. That means it's yours when you use it. So when it'll be yours? When you use it. That's totally in Breire. That means I'm giving it to you which man, and then he tells you the beginning of a shutfim, that by each shutif, when he uses it, it is, when he uses it, it is, but that's a psabreire, that we hold yesh breir. He wants to be toile in this, that this bailus will be totally in breir. Everybody says it's yours, the mashad, and he says, losar pichot, not totally in breir. But if I'm giving it to you for all this money when you want to use it, could be that's totally in breir, and that could be the machlek establish move. Or it could be, perhaps we could say, I mean, the ran brought on a machlek is, could be, shimushim bechlau don't help. So that's what Rav held. In Shmuel held, Shimushim helps, and who had in all Shimushim? Or it could be a third shot, that since he's giving her for more than one Shimush, so then he has a Schus Achilus Peiris in this already. That means if he's giving it only for Miyuchadika Shimush for Kisi alone, so that's considered, and that he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris, because her bailus is mugbal only for one shemesh. But the minute she has it for a multitude of purposes, even though he's giving, so then he has a schus achilas peiris.